From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has said the U.S.-led coalition is preparing to isolate Raqqa, the Syrian city viewed as the capital of Islamic State.
We've already begun laying the groundwork with our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa. As we meet here, we're helping to generate the local forces that will do so. This is one of our campaign plan's core objectives, destroying ISIL's parent tumor in Iraq and Syria. And we're on track to do just that.
Speaking in Paris Tuesday, Carter said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city Mosul from IS defenders. He said the operation would rely on what he called capable and motivated local forces. Russia says it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18th, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers outside the city center for a week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, however, says the resumption of airstrikes occurred on Saturday. Somali-based al-Shabaab militants attacked non-Muslims along Kenya's northeast border early Tuesday, killing at least 12 people. Their target, the Bisharo Guest House in Mandera County.
I was shot at more than three times. Nikarudi nikalaliwa na mawe. By God's grace, police KDF walikuwa.
Veronica Wambui said the Kenyan Defense Forces came to her assistance along with one of her friends. Al-Shabaab said the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. This is VOA News. The two major U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, campaigned for votes in the crucial state of Florida Tuesday, 2 weeks ahead of the national election. Trump pointed to sharply rising health care costs as a reason to support him. Speaking with Reuters, he also warned Clinton's policy on Syria could lead to a confrontation with Russia.
What we should do is focus on ISIS. We should not be focusing on Syria. You'll end up with her plan, you'll end up in World War III with Syria.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, who won the endorsement of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, told supporters she expects a close election. November 8 urged them not to be complacent. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit after calling on foreign businesses worried about his aggressive war on drugs to leave. Referring to a diplomat's U.S. diplomat's concern over his crackdown, Mr. Duterte called on U.S. companies to pack up and leave, adding, "We, the country, will recover." U.S. spokesman John Kirby said, "For now, it's just words."
Nothing's changed from our view in terms of the close relationship that we have and expect to continue to have with both the government in the Philippines and the Filipino people. We've seen these comments. They are at odds, inexplicably at odds, with this relationship that we continue to enjoy.
In Beijing last week, Mr. Duterte suggested a separation from the U.S. He later clarified his view, saying he's not severing ties but pursuing an independent foreign policy. Pakistan is mourning the deaths of at least 61 police cadets killed in an attack on three gunmen armed with explosive vests who stormed a police training complex near the southwest city of Quetta late Monday. Counterterrorism security forces ended the attack hours later. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed left Yemen Tuesday after a three-day effort to bring peace and end a 19-month conflict that has killed thousands, displaced millions, and created a humanitarian crisis. Before leaving Sana'a, he presented the outline of a peace plan to Shia Houthi rebels who have controlled the capital for 2 years. Workers began demolishing the Port of Calais jungle camp Tuesday as part of the French government's plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's migrant crisis. Hundreds boarded buses on the second day of a massive operation to resettle thousands in refugee centers across the country. South Africa's embattled finance minister Pravin Gordhan outlines a midterm budget Wednesday amid allegations of fraud. He faces a November 2nd court hearing over a colleague's costly retirement package. He insists the charges are politically motivated. The U.S. National Basketball Association has begun its regular season with no fewer than 113 players from outside the U.S. At least one international player is on each of the NBA's 30 teams representing 41 countries. Canada tops the list with 11 players. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.